Okay. So we are still in chapter one, that and we were talking about that it has been this barer, venis ames. It has to be clear and true and real. What is your chayva in your olam? Your chayva in your olam means your responsibility that's unique to you. Everyone has their unique mission, their unique role, and you have to know that you're here to accomplish that role and that mission. And to what you have to put your mabot, mabot is your vision. Umagamosoi is your like goal. It's a very big principle that we're headed somewhere in life. Most people don't think that way. Most people are in the moment. We're just trying to get past the day. We're just trying to have fun. We're just trying to do whatever we got to do. It's not part of a mission, getting somewhere. Life is not about, you know, it's very just short-sighted in terms of, you know, we're just living in the moment. So he's saying no. You have to have a goal. Now, most people's goal is also short. So even a person has a goal, I want to finish college. So first of all, it's not a lifelong goal. It's just a 2-3 year thing. Second of all, it's not all the time. It's what you need to do to finish college, but there's a lot of time during the day that you're not doing that which is helping you to finish college, right? You're doing a lot of other stuff. Boycotting Israel, whatever. You're doing all sorts of other things. So here, the goal in life that we have is much more intense. Because number one is it's a lifelong goal, first of all. That's why he says kol yimei chayav. It's your whole life. And therefore, everything you do in life is every decision, that's number one. And number two is, besides that it's a lifelong mission, every part of what we do in life is part of that mission. It either is assisting it, helping it, advancing it, or it's not. There's only break from your goal, technically speaking. So a person is, right, like I said, a person's in college and I'm studying for my tests, I'm studying. When I'm partying, I'm partying. One thing is not do with the other. Over here, there's no, you can't bifurcate it. You can't split it up. The goal that I have in my life is a long, lifelong goal, and everything that I'm doing is assisting me in that goal. So when I'm eating and I'm partying, whatever, so either it's a mitzvah or it's not. Either it's advancing my goal, it's not. There's no breaks in this. The Vilna Gaon says that the very first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the very first halacha in Shulchan Aruch is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Saman. So, what do you think Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Saman means? You should put Hashem in front of you. The Vilna Gaon says what it means is, like the Gemara in Brachos, b'chol derachecha de'eyu means you should know Hashem in everything you do. It means that the most basic obligation of a Jew, so Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, the first one on Shulchan Aruch, the very first thing that you have to that a Jew needs to do is think that everything I do is part of my mission in life. When I go to sleep, it's part of it. When I go to eat, it's part of it. When I go to work, it's part of it. When I raise my kids, it's part of it. When I brush my teeth, it's part of it. When I daven, it's part of it. When I learn, it's part of it. Everything's part of that mission. So if a person, now you understand why, that from Aleph till Tav, if a person, A, knows what his mission is, B, it's very real to him, that mission, he's gonna able to make a goal. And that goal will be, he will be driven by that goal his entire life. And that's what he's saying over here. So the primary principle of Yiddishkeit is to have a goal and to live by it, and it should drive a person their whole life. When I spoke by after the Patira of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, so I personally, everyone has their like espiritus, whatever they you know. One thing that was like unbelievable to me about him is that he made chovos for himself. He set goals for himself and he accomplished them. And that was like how he became who he became, was by setting a goal for yourself. You have to have she'ifa. You have to set goals for yourself, and that drives a person. So that's what he's saying. Okay. Now, the next paragraph is going to bridge us back into Das Tumus land, which is probably why I thought to learn this paragraph altogether, this whole sefer altogether, as a relation to back before. He says, "Hine Masha Yiru Chazal Levrachahu." What did Chazal teach us? Sheha'adam le'nevra ela le'his'aneg al Hashem ve'le'hanus b'ziv shchinaser. That a person was not created only for one reason. He's only created for one reason. And that is le'his'aneg al Hashem. Have oineg. Oineg is pleasure, enjoyment. And their enjoyment should be with Hashem. Ve'le'hanus, and to benefit b'ziv shchinaser, from his shchina, from his glory. To have a hana, a benefit from being with Hashem, and that is the ultimate benefit in this world, of creation. Now, he's going to say, we're going to do this as an overview, and I'll go back into tomorrow. Where can a person experience this pleasure? Be'emes. It means to some degree you could experience it in this world. But in reality, the real place to experience this benefit, this hana of living with Hashem, who Olam Haba is, the next world, because Olam was created with that goal in mind. So therefore, that's going to be the place that you can experience it the most. But the way there to reach that level is who's our Olam is Olam Hazeh. Only in this world can you reach the next, the hana in the next world. Now, we know from Das Tunis, why did Hashem make it that way? Hashem made it that way because he doesn't want to give it to us for free. He wants us to earn it. So if we created this world, what's so unique about this world that Hashem is hidden in this world? Since Hashem is hidden in this world, we have to work to find him. Since we have to work to find him, if we do find him, then it's our benefit that we found him, and therefore we'll be zoicha to Olam Haba. So therefore, that is the behind the scenes of what he says here. Here he doesn't expound on it. He just says that the bottom line is
You're just trying to get this shit.
that the only way to get it is through mitzvahs. Mitzvahs you got to do in this world, and therefore hop around this world because that's going to get you to the next world. But it doesn't explain why. Why did Hashem do such a strange thing? I want you to enjoy the next world, but the only way you can enjoy the next world is if you do a good job in this world. Who cares? So then just make the next world. That's what's missing when Mr. Sherman doesn't say that piece. That's the Das Tunis has to be mashal. Okay? But anyway, he says, Chazal, the Magian. Oh my God! So only through asiyas hamitzvahs is a person able to get that ziv hashchina. And where do you do those mitzvahs? So if I were to ask you, according to this Ramchal, what's the ikkar of the world? What's the answer? But that's the ikkar of that's the ikkar in terms of the purpose. But the ikkar in terms of
Actions.
Act of per of right, and what goes on is in this world. That you have to be first put in this world, kidei, so that through doing mitzvahs, that's the way you'll get to the next world. To embrace and enjoy that tremendous nachas ruach. Today you do mitzvahs, tomorrow you get the reward. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, will go through this more in depth.
Then get the reward.
Yeah.
It's interesting when we talk about that, too, but it
Scratch.
requires.